Welcome to Sports Talk Radio.
We are back.
What's going on, guys? We're Big Silky Smoothless.
We are sans Big Silky Smooth, you're trying to say.
Yes, that is correct. That is correct. I'm Scotty Cash with Toga Thief.
Yeah, didn't go up last week. Hopefully we'll make a count this week.
Yep. So I guess we skipped 2 weeks in a row because
right.
2 weeks in a row, I was supposed to go to Chicago and ended up getting sick. So I didn't get to go to Chicago. So I spent about 3 days in bed. It was just a blast.
Sounds like fun.
It was a great time. let's talk about a little bit of NBA real quick. Today is May 1st, and so I'm not sure when this will go up. So the Lakers won the series last night with a Pau Gasol last-second putback.
Yeah.
Kobe's got the ball. There's about 7 seconds left. He shoots. I think they're down by one. He misses. Pau Gasol puts it back up to 0.5. The sucky thing is Westbrook for the Thunder missed about 3 or 4 shots in a row to put them up by 2 or 3 or 4 points, and he just kept missing. And then he had the 0.5 three-point shot at the very end of the game that bounced off the side of the rim. So
yeah. I watched a good chunk of that game. Looked like the Lakers jumped out on them early, and then Oklahoma, you know, kept their composure and got back in the game. But, yeah, on that last series there, they really defended Kobe well, really made it to where he could not make that shot. But then on the interior, they're like, we don't need to box anybody out.
Why would you box anybody out?
Why box anybody out? Let's just let Powell put that back and beat us. We're done playing anyway.
Yeah, we're tired. This is as far as we wanted to make it. It reminds me of that college game. What's his name, Curry?
Stephen Curry,
where that team put, like, 2 guys on Curry, and then, like, the other 3 guys were just kind of running around guarding whoever they wanted.
Yeah.
You know, they still – Curry didn't score a point, but they still lost by, like, 25 or 30 or some ridiculous number. But so Lakers win. Utah wins against the Nuggets, thank God, because Carmelo Anthony's a turd. And that means the Lakers will host the Utah Jazz Sunday at 3 p.m.
Big Silky were here. He'd be marking out for Darren Williams.
Yeah, he does love the Illinois. Cavs beat the Bulls 4-1. Celtics beat the Heat 4-1.
Yeah, neither of those series were very competitive at all.
Well, actually, the Bulls and the Cavs, they had a lot of close games.
They did, but you never got the feeling that, like, the Bulls are close in this game. They'll pull it out.
Yeah.
You knew Cleveland was going to win those games. And the Heat, I mean, unless they do something and bring in some guys, you can't think Dwayne Wade's going to stay there.
He's not staying. I don't care what they do. So the Cavs will host the Celtics tonight.
That's going to be good.
Yeah.
I really think Colin talked about this too, but with the rest that Boston's had, they're going to go all out to steal this first game. And if they don't get it done, then that might, blow them for game two. But if they can steal one of these in Cleveland, that's really going to heat this series up. Because Celtics, I mean, just look at the names they have on their roster.
But that's a
good team.
But that's what you're looking at right now is names because they're a little above age.
Yeah, they're a little old, but in a series where it's, you know, pretty much they know it's their last shot, dangerous team they have to play.
Orlando destroys the Bobcats 4-0. That was the only playoff game that
– With next to no input from Dwight Howard because he kept getting on the bench for foul trouble. That's been a big point of controversy, talking about how, man, I'm a superstar, and they're calling these against me, and they don't even call these on the scrub players.
The scrub players.
some of the analysts were talking, it's like, you know, if you're making aggressive plays, they don't tend to call it that, but what he's doing was just kind of like being in bad position and just reaching in and just not playing good fundamental defense, so that's why he was getting those calls. So
that's what scrub players get.
The scrub players get, but you got to keep that in mind if you're gonna play the superstar card. You got to at least play hard.
Yeah. All right. So Atlanta and Milwaukee are tied at 3 games. Game 7 is actually going to be tomorrow night. I hate Atlanta about as much as I hate Denver, but I don't care for Milwaukee either, but. Either way, the winner of that game is going to go to Orlando and probably lose the series in 5 games.
That's probably a right call there. I Really don't know if there's much interest in the Atlanta-Milwaukee Game 7. It's probably about as poopy of a Game 7 as you can find.
A bunch of scrubs can get some calls in that game.
That's right.
San Antonio and the Suns both win their series. It's 4-2 games, so the Spurs are going to head to Phoenix for probably a pretty good matchup.
I like the Spurs in that one.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm thinking I was actually – I was about 50-50 and about 60-40 Phoenix now just because Stoudemire.
Yeah.
He's probably – if they had like a second half MVP, hands down, it would go to Stoudemire. Because he just does – I mean, he's got like a double-double every single night. You know what I mean? It's just like he can't – I mean, he doesn't get the ball enough to assist or he would have triple-double.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I don't know. I just think the Spurs it's one of those – like I remember going back a couple of years, they'd be – they'd win the whole thing 1 year and then bow out early. It was like every other year type thing. And this seems like it's one of those on years where – their guys are healthy.
They're quiet, but they're doing
quiet
it.
They're not doing it with a lot of flash. Nobody's really talking about them too much with, you know, some of the better record teams doing well here. But Spurs are going to be tough to beat. I'm not saying they're going to make it out of the West or anything, but I like them to beat Phoenix and then probably lose to the Lakers in six.
Oh, yeah. So you think the Lakers are going to
– Lakers will hold off Utah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Fun series.
I hope not. I don't really care for the Lakers too much.
You were talking before we went on about Mark Cuban throwing a fit. I didn't really see much.
Yeah, the Mavs lost, and he just did normal Mark Cuban. I mean, I guess it's not like out of the ordinary for him to flip out and cuss out refs and run around on the court, but yeah, he sure did. I'm pretty sure he got fined a huge amount of money for Mark Cuban too. I think it was like $50,000 or something.
Man.
Wow, he set him back.
That'll burn a hole in the billionaire's pocket. No doubt about it. But that's kind of an interesting contrast. When I watched the end of that Oklahoma Lakers game, when Oklahoma lost on their home court, their fans were just thrilled to death.
Yep.
They were that competitive with the defending champs. So. Good sportsmanship in Oklahoma, really,
definitely.
Really bad sportsmanship in Dallas. So what else is new?
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. Durant kind of fell to the ground and kind of hit the ground like, man, this close, you know what I mean? Really showing emotion. Probably about a year or two, his defense is good. It's not great. It's not like, you know, Kobe used to be or LeBron's yet, but he can just score whenever he wants.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely a special player. I just kind of get the vibe from them, though. It kind of reminds me of New Orleans when they were great with Chris Paul for a year, and then everybody started picking them to, you know, do really well again, and they haven't been seen or heard from.
Well, they also got rid of, like, two or three of their key players
because
they're like, CP3's all we need. No, no. So they got Durant and Westbrook and a couple other guys that probably get scrub calls. We'll take a break and we'll be right back and talk about some baseball and some NFL.
Oh,
and some,
I got a bunch of stuff.
There's some boxing on tonight too. I don't know if you heard.
Who are you picking?
All right, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Sports Talk Radio from Locker Room HQ, part of the Pop Culture Network. Check out the Pop Culture Network store, where every purchase you make helps to keep us on the air. That's www.popculturenetwork.com. Hey guys, Dirt here, host of Wrestling Radio from LockerRoomHQ.com, part of the Pop Culture Network. Don't forget to check out my show, Wrestling Radio, coming to you every Tuesday with your wrap-up of Monday Night Raw and Monday Impact, and coming to you Friday afternoon with your preview of Friday Night SmackDown. Again, that's Wrestling Radio from LockerRoomHQ.com, part of the Pop Culture Network.
We are back.
What's going on?
We were just talking during the commercial break that the Machida Shogun UFC rematch is next week, next Saturday, the 8th. I watched the fight. I'm not really a fan of either one of them, but I definitely think Shogun took that fight. Yeah, he definitely won the first two rounds, and I believe he either won, you know, round three or four. I can't remember what it was, but hands down, I believe he won the fight. I mean, it was probably close. So I guess I can't say hands down, but he still won the fight.
Yeah. I haven't been able to see it. I can't find it anywhere online, but it does seem like most people who watched it definitely thought that they would have given the nod to Shogun. So, big rematch coming up.
What do you got?
All right. will Brett Favre have surgery or not?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I think so, too. He needs surgery on his left ankle.
From that last playoff game.
Yeah, from that, when he just took a beating. I was joking around after that. I was like, well, he went to bed that Sunday night. He probably didn't get out of bed until Thursday.
Yeah.
I mean, God, the Saints beat him up. But he's going to need surgery on his left ankle in order to come back and try to play, you know, NFL football, or forego surgery and just be a limping old man. So he's most likely going to have that done. I would say, I'm no medical expert, but I would think that if I guess I'm the resident medical expert.
All right, sure. Continue.
But I would think that if he doesn't have that done by, like, June, there won't be enough rehab time to get him in. You know, he's not going to go to camp. You know he's not going to go to camp.
They had Percy Harvin on the radio the other day on ESPN radio. And they were talking about Favre getting that surgery. He's like, yeah, we definitely want him to get surgery. And they're like, well, how you feel about him not going to camp? He's like, well, we don't care.
Yeah.
Well, camp's for people like us, me, Percy Harvin, you know?
People who need to learn something as opposed to a guy who's done it forever.
Yeah.
We should probably be able to know for sure if he goes under the knife or not this summer.
I think he's going to play no matter if he gets surgery or not. Well, if his ankle's messed up, I think he'll still like, that's fine. I'll tape it.
I don't know. Yeah. In that case, then they'll go with Adrian Peterson running the ball 65 times a game.
So be it.
So be it. All right. Other NFL, we talked a little bit about this before we went on the Dez Bryant deal. The interview he had, the pre-draft interview with the Dolphins, where there's been a big controversy about the GM Jeff Ireland asking him if his mom was a prostitute.
Mm.
Well, that sounds horrible, but then when you put it into the context of they sat down for an hour, they talked about his childhood growing up. He did admit that his dad was a legit pimp, not like a, you know, play a pimp or
right,
whatever people want to say, but no, this was a legit, that was his business, was pimping. And then
where did that come out? Because I didn't hear any of that.
It just came out like Thursday or Friday. There was some report that broke as far as what actually was said, and he then said, well, yeah, my mom worked for my dad. Well, was she, that's the next logical follow-up then, is was she a prostitute?
And he freaked out.
And I don't think he freaked out. From all accounts, he handled it pretty well, and he only got upset afterwards, you know, but it's something that kind of at least spoke well that he didn't just punch the dude in the face, you know,
because
then he wouldn't have been drafted at all, probably. But there's a lot of points here, but mainly sports is the only place in life where you go from making $0 to $50 million without any real, you know, info as far as what you're like off the field. You know, they've got to probe into that before they sign these guaranteed contracts. So, you know, it's one of those things where everything matters. So you got to get it out there, especially now with the NFL, you know, suspending guys for just doing bad stuff
right
off the field. So you got to know.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Maybe. but, yeah, that's what I got on that.
I don't really see anything matter with that question, you know, especially now that the lead-up has came out. I mean,
yeah. It'd be different if he sat down in a chair and 2 seconds into the interview, hey, I heard your mama was a hoe.
Yeah.
You know, that's a little bit different.
So what kind of car do you drive? Okay, says here Honda Accord. Okay, is your mother a prostitute? What?
All right. Tiger Woods missed the cut this week. Just for the sixth time in his whole career, he shot a 7-over on Friday. It does happen. We're not used to seeing this out of Tiger anymore because he handpicks the courses that he wants to play at and just only plays the ones that he feels the most comfortable with.
This is one of them?
Yeah, this is one of them. He definitely likes Quail Hollow. But, he was even par on the front nine and then had 4 bogeys and 2 double bogeys on the back, which is just very uncharacteristic that he couldn't scramble a little bit. But I saw the stat that over full two round, 36 holes, he hit 6 fairways.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's
for us.
I think I could do better than that, but anyway. He even said he's going to take next week off and just watch how real golfers play.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking he wanted to spend time with the family.
Yeah.
Just threw it. Screw it.
All right. Hopefully he gets back on track. All right. Cardinals going to have to end up paying Pujols some money after what the Phillies did with Ryan Howard.
If they pay him. It's very, very sad for me to say, but I love Pujols. Don't get me wrong. He's kind of the face of the franchise right now, but if you pay Pujols all that money, then they have to release Carpenter. Well, they're not releasing, but they're not going to be able to sign Carpenter or Wainwright. And if you got Pujols, you know, getting you a couple home runs here and there, but you have a bunch of third grade, you know, our third string pitchers that give up 10 runs a game, who cares?
Yeah, and if you can't get good pitching, I mean, you might make it through the regular season in a bad division, but once you get into the playoffs, if you don't have, you know, two ace pitchers,
it's not happening. Yeah, and I'm a huge Cardinal fan, and you know, right now in the NL, you got the Cubs, which should be good. They went out and spent a ton of money and got this guy and that guy and this guy and that guy, and it's just, I seriously feel the Cubs are cursed.
Yeah.
I really feel, I mean, how does your ace Zambrano go from just shutting people out to going crappy, a little crappier, and now he's a relief pitcher?
Yeah.
He's not even a closer. He's like a setup man.
Setup guy. Yeah, I don't expect that to last, you know, too much longer, but yeah.
You got the Phillies are looking to pay people money. You got the Mets that are paying people money. So it's just like, you know, what do you do?
Yeah. Raise ticket prices, I guess.
Yeah, we'll see.
And then I guess we got about another minute. Kentucky Derby today.
I could care less.
Well, I'm going to go put my $2 trifecta bet down. I'm looking at winning Lucky at Lucky.
Okay.
Place, Devil May Care.
All right.
And Show, Discreetly Mine. So.
How did you come up with those?
I did 10 minutes of internet research.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
And my $2 bet could probably turn into about $250 to $300 if it hits in that order. So,
here's
to me.
It's worth $2. Yeah. Well, I guess we'll talk to you guys next week. Anything else?
That'll be it for me.
You're Toga Steve?
I am Toga Steve.
I'm Scotty Cash. See you guys.